often we turn the mics off, but keep talking. You never know what people are gonna say. The topics range and change. Listen up.
Doesn't or not necessarily care about. How do men feel about plastic surgery, weaves, colored contacts, fake nails? What would you say?
All fall under different categories, doesn't it?
But the average man, whatever you're doing to make yourself look beautiful while you're hanging on his arm is cool by him.
That's not true either.
See? I've heard some men say they don't care about certain things, and others who absolutely...
Plastic surgery, weaves, colored contacts, fake nails, etc.
Specifically, I heard a man say it doesn't bother him as long as he can't tell. So maybe you got your boobs done, maybe you wearing a weave, but as long as it's not obvious to him, then... Nobody gets hurt. But if he can tell, then that's the problem.
I've heard men say no because they look at it as a reflection of something going on with her. Like, if you got fake boobs, okay, then what's wrong? Like, what are your esteem issues? Mm-hmm. Something like that. Mm-hmm. How do men feel about dating women who are significantly younger than them? See, these are good conversation questions.
Yeah, those are good conversation questions.
We should bring those up.
Do men prefer skinny or thick women?
That depends on the man.
Yeah. Will you date or marry a woman who smokes? No matter, right?
I can't wait.
He's going to say, that's a bitch ass nigga. Wait, he said, but he never asked you, is that, wait a minute, is that chartreuse right on your hand?
Is that plum and red?
And what was the last one?
Will you date or marry a woman who smokes? Will men date or marry a woman who smokes? I'm assuming he's talking cigarettes.
Right. Can't be walking around.
And he
like
answered, I wouldn't. And most non-smokers wouldn't either.
What's a health issue?
Yeah, and that's what he said, the skin of a woman's and all this stuff.
Not just that, but
it ages them internally.
Perfume stinks.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. The combination. It does.
Yes. What do men think of women when they gain weight or look different than they did in the beginning of the relationship? Yeah, a man who loves you is gonna love you regardless.
Yeah, I listened to a podcast today the question they were asking was, what is the one thing you should do prior to getting married? And they had an elder who was on there, a man who was in his 60s, been married 36 years. And he was saying, the thing that women need to understand about men is that we're not the most effective communicators because we want to fix the problem. So a woman might come and want to talk about her issues and want us to listen and understand emotionally what she's going through. We just
and
want you
just
to
say,
tell
go.
Us.
We'll take it to the mechanic down the street.
What can I fix? Let me fix it and that's it.
Well, all you got to do, he talks about that in here, like.
Right.
They have on the same shirt or something.
Right. And he was saying, conversely, men think sometimes that the women that they're with will never change. So, like, how she was when you first met her and fell in love, that's the woman she's going to always be. And not thinking about, well, what if she has children, if she gains weight, if emotionally she goes something. Right. He's like, women are going to change. Who she was is not who she's going to end up being. Right. And so having that understanding before you get into it helps.
Yeah, I think these are good questions.
Looks changes, I think. Personality changes might not be so easy.
I'm trying my hardest to stay silent.
Remain the woman I've always been.
I can deal with the appearance changes. But...
Do men prefer women in flats or heels?
Oh, that's heels, no
question. That's what he said. Yeah, heels, like heels, baby. Would a man date a dumb woman?
He would date her, but he wouldn't.
That's what he said. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you know, he said a smart man can't date a dead dumb woman, but he can use a dumb. Well, yeah, there you go. He can use a dumb woman. Mm-hmm. What do men think of women who buy men drinks?
Well, he's looking at you.
That may have happened once or twice. 38 years. Well, not even 38 years. Like 17 years since I've been drinking.
He said it's a total come on. How do men feel about women who drink?
To what extent?
Yeah. Ooh, it's nothing worse than a drunk, a male or a female. I'd rather a crackhead than a drunk. Because a crackhead, if you had no money, they'll be on their way, but a drunk will sit there and burn your ears up. crackhead be like, you got some money? Nah, fuck you. I'm gone.
And I'm out.
Right. I can't stand drunk people.
Should a woman buy a man gifts while they're dating?
Well, what does it mean if you don't? Or what does it mean if you do buy a man a gift? What is? How does the man...
What is the gift, though?
It depends on what the gift is. Yeah. Okay, so let's say you buy... You buy your man a watch. You notice he likes watches.
Kenneth Cole or Cartier?
Kenneth Cole.
Kenneth Cole. What's the difference in between the two?
What does that tell you?
Yeah.
$2,000.
No. So what is the difference for you, though? She buys you a $2,000 watch versus a $200 watch.
It'd be hard for me to accept an expensive gift from someone I'm dating.
Okay.
Why?
I just don't think that's the job of a woman.
What if she could afford it?
Well, then I don't know. I just think maybe it would be too soon dating.
You guys been in a committed relationship for over a year, and she's like an heiress, and that's all she's ever known are nice gifts and expensive things.
I probably wouldn't marry her. I wouldn't be marrying her.
You wouldn't marry her? No. Why not?
Because I think women who are in those type of situations are accustomed to certain things, and particularly getting what they want all the time.
No negotiating.
And, you know, I would never want to be in a position where one person has the upper hand all the time simply because, you know, they have more money or they've been accustomed to privilege throughout their life.
So we've got a little prejudice there, don't we?
That's not prejudice.
Because what if she wasn't all those things you just said? What if she was a good old wholesome girl that just came into my... She won the lotto.
She won the lotto?
Yeah, she won the lotto. Hundreds of millions. Chances are,
historically speaking, she'd be broke in 2 years.
It wouldn't matter.
So if she wants to share some of that wealth with me, then I would have to take it.
Oh my God.
Let me hold 50. Because you will not have this in a couple years anyway.
Wow.
You ever seen that show?
Yeah. A millionaire, they lose
right,
it.
Right.
Oh, the lotto changed my life.
Yeah, the lotto changed my life. How do men feel about women who ask for money?
Oh, that's dead.
Really?
If you're not my woman or my wife.
Okay.
Because if you're my woman, then your need will be known. And if your need is known, and
you don't even have to ask.
Then you won't have to ask. Right. If you're my wife, your needs are my needs. And so it should be met, you know. But other than that, that's a prostitute. It is.
I want to ask this question, but I feel like I already know the answer. I grew up with some women who, I don't know any other way to say it, they would do favors for money with men. So like, I know I remember I had a friend, we were supposed to meet somewhere, and she was like, girl, I'm gonna be about 30 minutes late. I gotta get this gas. So I'm about to meet this guy. And, like, she didn't give me any details, but she didn't have to give me any details.
Do something strange for a little bit of change.
Let me qualify that. You know what? If that's what women do, that's fine. I don't have any problem with it.
Right. You should always have a Mr. Handyman somewhere.
I don't have a problem with it.
Okay.
But don't criticize the game when you're part of it.
You know? I agree. But I think women should do that because,
yeah,
as old folks say,
for some dinner.
Oof.
You said some what for some dinner?
I said I'll fix your sink for some dinner.
Mm. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. And as the old women used to say, if you out there screwing, you should never be broke.
Nothing in your house should be broke.
Exactly. You shouldn't be hungry. You shouldn't be sitting in the dark. And you out screwing all last weekend. Yeah. That just doesn't make sense.
That makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not criticizing it. Don't get me wrong.
Because I ain't saying she a gold digger. Would men help their women build? Oh, would a man help a woman build her business?
Absolutely. Yeah. I would encourage it.
Without a doubt.
I can speak.
No question.
Do you mind if your woman doesn't work?
At all? Yes. I'm not talking about a job. I'm talking about at all. Like, if you're not working
in the house
or
outside the house.
No, they mean in like not having a job outside of the house.
Yeah, she doesn't have to have a job, a paying job, but she got to be at home taking care of everything else.
Yeah. Okay.
Clothes, kids, food, meat.
Right.